In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Yes, it is the spring version of Rose Sunday, which is called Laetare Sunday, or the Sunday of Rejoicing. The word comes from the Latin for the entrance antiphon, "Rejoice, Jerusalem, and all that love her." We are called to rejoice. For us, Jerusalem is not simply a city in the Holy Land, but rather it is a figure for Holy Mother Church. And the Jerusalem that we look forward to is the new Jerusalem, which will come down on the last day. It will be heaven upon earth, where God will dwell with his people. But now Jerusalem is our Holy Mother, the Church, the dwelling place of Christ, his body. And why do we rejoice? Because Easter is almost here. If you're sick of Lent, don't worry. We're almost there. And at Easter, we commemorate our salvation. In, through, and by the cross of Christ. As our scripture this weekend makes clear to us, we were dead in sin. And yet now, we the people who have said, remember man, thou art dust, and unto dust thou shalt return. We see Christ raised up on the cross, and we know that we shall not remain dust, but shall be raised up in him. Christ is raised on the cross so that we may have eternal life. And even though this salvation is not completed yet, just as Lent is not quite done, you still have to put up with no cheeseburgers on Friday for a while. We should even now rejoice because our salvation has been won. Even in the trials of this world, Christ is triumphant. We rejoice, that is, we have joy because of this and what it signifies, that we are so loved by God that he gives us his only begotten Son. And we return that love above all other things. We have joy because God is with us. And so rejoice, Jerusalem, and all that love her. My sons and daughters in Christ, let us rejoice by celebrating this holy sacrifice, the holy sacrifice of the Mass, which makes the cause of our joy present to us and leads us to eternal life. This holy sacrifice, which gives us the food of everlasting life, which makes Christ present to us now and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.